I'm pianist Karen Schwartz. Claude Debussy's Toy Box was originally intended as a ballet piece. The music is a rehearsal score. Because there were illustrations, I thought that there would be a production possible. Having met Pablo Cano through a mutual friend, Pablo, having collaborated with Catherine Kramer many years, that possibility became real through the Museum of Contemporary Art.
My name is Pablo Cano. The Toy Box was presented in the early 1900s, and we're doing it as a marionette production for the second time in the United States.
When I hear something in the music that suggests a battle or a fight or something romantic, I'll make a suggestion to Catherine about that. Pablo knows exactly how the marionettes work. He is the one behind the scenes showing the dancers all the possibilities of how they move. Pablo's original puppets enhance the story perfectly. Being a child who doesn't want to grow up, I feel as if it's a part of me.
This is Mark Diamond, and what you're seeing is the result of exactly 1 year's work in the exploration of three-dimensional printing. The actual technique goes by many names, parallax panoramagram, 3D lenticular imaging. It's also known as integral photography in 3D. All of the images are seen through a variety of lenses. It's, in a way, it's a derivation of a fly's eye concept of over 100 years ago. These days, we're able to do it digitally, so a whole range of finessing can occur because it's in the digital domain. The images you see are made of a multiple of images. In typical stereo photography, two images are taken. However, in this form of three-dimensional photography, many, many images are taken. What you're seeing are the result of anywhere from 6 to 32 images, all integrated into one monolithic piece.
This is Bernice Steinbaum. There was one artist that I particularly liked, and I said, can you get me a disc? And he said, yes, I'll be back. 6 hours later, he came back with the disc, and I said, what took you so long? He said, well, I had to get the Wawa, which is a bus that comes once an hour, and if it's filled, you have to wait for the next bus. 6 hours. Think about how we do it in 3 minutes. There are no outlets for their works in Cuba. There are no galleries. There are some museum spaces and some alternative spaces. And I decided that the thing I could best do for Cuba was to give these young artists a forum.
My name is Christopher Pascal. I'm the director of a gallery called Christopher Pascal. Chat Noir is an artist that I've been working with for a long time. We grew up together in the art scene in Paris. We've done pop-ups, we've done fairs all over the world. He's become this graffiti artist, he's making this black cat, he's getting his name known, and then he gets a scholarship to one of the top art schools in the world, and they teach him how to become a classic artist. And then the Beaux-Arts School of Barcelona, they teach him how to do cinema. Now he's doing video. He takes every type of material and straight out brings us an emotion. But yet, before you can do something so loose, you have to know what you're doing way beforehand. It's not like just buying a stuffed animal and taping it up and saying, I'm an artist.
My name is Elizabeth Condon. I've started making these vellum drawings in 2010 as a way to trace information literally from disparate sources that I could then project on an opaque projector and then use some of the mark in the painting. But the drawings are really beautiful, and I thought, these are standalone drawings, and I really love to make them. I really love making those compositions from all these different sources. So for this show, The Seven Seas, I worked with images from Rodney Bingenheimer's English Disco and images that friends sent me from the period. They're matrices, if you will, for the paintings. So if you look around at the paintings in the show and then you looked at the vellum, you would see some of the images repeat. Vellum is a cotton natural weave material that's transparent. Vellum is denser in its weight than tracing paper. It's got a golden hue to it. It has fine hairs, and the ink catches in those hairs, and it just creates a very beautiful quality of drawing.
Welcome to Art in the Sky. My name is Acer Saint-Val. This piece is titled The Philosopher's Stone. For the past 10 years, my sculptures, drawing, or painting have been around the theme of melanin. Well, in the beginning of time, people have been discriminated for the color of their skin. So I thought, well, why? What's in their skin? So I found out that, well, it's melanin. Well, what is melanin? Melanin is this thing that makes you black. Well, what is it really? Why is it such a big issue? What is it about melanin that makes people uncomfortable, that makes you try to rule over these people or enslave them? So I found out that it's actually a very important chemical in the human body. And there have been a lot of scientists and scholars and authors try to really decipher what it is. From an artistic perspective, I'm trying to define it in a visual form.
I'm Bunny Yeager. I was shooting for my own satisfaction. Actually, nobody knew enough about me to be interested. I think my finest photographs were taken in Yucatan with the pyramids. They had soldiers parading all around. I got there while it was still dark because I wanted to get there early when the sun came up and there wouldn't be a lot of tourists. I brought one model with me. I had two cameras, color and black and white. I had my husband load, so I never stopped shooting. If I hadn't been doing what I'm doing, I probably would have become an archaeologist and been digging all over weird places in the world.
My name is Constance Collins, and I'm the director of the Lotus House Women's Shelter, as well as the Art Live Fair. The fair is a coming together of art and community for cause. Antonia Wright, the curator for this fair, did something that was unprecedented, certainly in the history of our shelter, and that is she moved into the shelter for a month this past summer as an artist in residence, creating interactive art workshops and living in the shelter as any other woman would in order to have that personal experience and to be able to communicate what happens at the shelter to the larger community. That resulted in a work, Women Who Stand on the Sun, where she videotaped feet against the sky. They were feet of women who live in the shelter, women who work at the shelter, in some cases children. Overtown is sometimes thought of as a very rough neighborhood, but Antonia would have someone lie on the ground with their feet up in the sky, and people would be walking by totally engaged by the videotaping and the laughing. And it was a very uplifting experience for both participants and spectators. When you see that video, there is this sense that we are all connected within one universe. We all have hopes and aspirations to achieve, and we need each other to do so.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.